Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen Cathy, host of Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. ALEAF is a district of many, many firsts, and today one of our guests is the first principal of our first single gender school here in ALEAF ISD. So I'm so excited for us to get to know and really learn a little bit more about the campus. So first, we're going to start off with introducing our amazing principal. So tell us who you are.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Tamara Alberry, and I'm the founding principal of the Young Women's Leadership School of ALEAF.
We are so excited. You know, of course, if anybody's been watching the news and they've been listening to the radio and so on and so forth, they've been hearing a lot about TWILS, right? They're like, well, what's a TWILS? What's an all-girls school? So can you tell our audience just a little bit about TWILS, how it came to be, and where we're going to be going soon?
So TWILS is a partnership between ALEAF ISD and the Young Women's Preparatory Network, which was started by Lee Posey, Lee and Sally Posey. And they got the idea from visiting the Young Women's Leadership School in New York that was started by Ann and Andrew Tisch. And so as a result, he brought that idea back to Texas. And there are about 12 schools in the state of Texas that are all girls schools. So every major city district, the large districts, they all have all girls schools.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So here's one thing that I want to make sure the audience knows about you. Like you're not new to this. You're true to this, right?
Exactly.
So you have some experience with all girls school. Can you tell our audience what, you know what, let's let them know who you are. Tell us a little bit about you.
So I'm from upstate New York and I've been in education for a little over two decades. But my best position was as a principal of an all-girls school in Fort Worth. And so I led for 7 years an all-girls school, high-performing, similar model. We moved from 700 to top 100 in the country.
Wow.
And so we were always top 1% of all the schools in the country. And so I hope to definitely bring that experience here, knowing what really the importance of single-gender education, what it does for young women. It's centered on the three pillars of health and wellness, college readiness, and responsible leadership. In addition to that, it's accelerated advanced courses that help to prepare students not just to go to college, but graduate from college.
Wonderful. And I'm glad you said that when we're talking about rigor, because when we talk to our parents throughout the community, of course, the superintendent does it. Rigor is always at the top of the list with our families. They want to make sure that their students are receiving the best quality education that ALEAF ISD has to offer, which we know. But they also want to give their children different experiences. For example, this beautiful building that we have here in ALEAF is one of those shiny examples of the rigor they provide our children. And of course, we have Kerr High School and ALEAF Early College High School that are two choice campuses. So talking about this new campus that will be open, of course, in fall 2026, we're starting with younger students. So can you tell our audience why that's important?
So we're starting with younger students, 6th and 7th grade. We're going to accept 100 sixth graders and 100 seventh graders. And that builds the culture and the foundation. Each year, we'll add an additional year until we get to the 12th grade.
Okay.
So it's a 7-year program. We're building it as a 7-year program where students will stay with us for the 7 years until they actually go to college.
That is wonderful. So starting with the younger ones, giving them the foundation that they need so they'll be ready to go and to tackle the world when they get to 12th grade. Wonderful, wonderful. So as you've been going around the district, I think you've been here for, is it a month yet?
4 weeks, yes.
4 weeks. Okay, 4 weeks, exactly. So, you know, as you see, ALEAF is an extremely diverse community. So we're diverse in well over 100 different languages. The cultures are amazing. So when you're thinking about this single gender campus here in ALEAF ISD, and of course, with your varied experiences, how do you think our families will be receptive to something new like this?
Well, even though it's new, it comes on the back of research.
Wonderful.
So this is a proven there's proven record in terms of the measurable outcomes.
Okay.
And so though it's brand new in ALEAF, it's not brand new in general.
In general,
and
right.
So one of the things is as we're planning it, we're making sure that we're incorporating a variety of different cultures in the core of the district. So for example, like the lotus will be our flower. And we know that the lotus is on the Vietnamese flag and it also is the national flower of India. So we want to make sure that really the school represents as many cultures as possible in ALEAF, because it really is about the community and a community school.
Wonderful. And of course, you brought up data, right? And that's important, of course, really just for any parent. I'm a parent as well. So understanding that there's data to back up the rationale behind mm-hmm. creating this type of single gender campus, in particular with young women. And one thing you mentioned, of course, was the social and emotional factor, of course, with young ladies and all the different things that are going on and across the country and the world. Can you talk to us a little bit why that's extremely important with those three different tenets that you have?
So when we think about social emotional, we want to make sure that our students grow up to be emotionally healthy.
Yes.
On the backs of COVID and the pandemic and a variety of different things, we want to make sure they have the tools to navigate society and what comes at them as women of color and what that looks like.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So you've been going all around the district. Like you came and you were just rocking and rolling before you even had an office, before you had a pen, anything. You've just been going out and talking to the community. What have you been hearing from the families when you're going to this community meetings, which I think we just finished a few days ago? What's the word that you're hearing from them as it relates to TWILS?
It's extremely positive.
Great.
When we're looking at the interest form, we know that there are 10,000 students in the ALEAF community that don't attend ALEAF ISD. Okay. And so there are students who are not in ALEAF ISD who are interested in coming back to ALEAF ISD. And so this is a choice for parents,
yes.
which is something that parents wanted. And so this will add to the great choice options that we have in ALEAF ISD.
Yes. Yes.
But it's been extremely, people are excited. They're excited for the school. Every time I call a parent, they're like, this is so exciting. And so it's nice that everyone's kind of catching the vibe, catching the wave.
I love that. I love that. So when we're talking about choice, there will be application, correct?
Yes.
So can you tell the audience just a little bit about what you are able to share as it relates to the application process?
So it'll be begin in November.
Great.
And it will go to February.
Okay, everybody hear it first. November 2025 to February 2026 application. Got it.
And there'll be additional pieces that will be rolling out as well.
But wonderful.
In November, that's when we open.
Okay, so that's very important. So it's going to be 100 sixth graders, 100 seventh graders.
Yes.
Now, one thing we keep hearing from our families is that, hey, we love this choice, but is it going to be solely for ALEAF ISD students or is it open to others? And if so, if you could share what that process may look like.
So the process will be similar. In terms of all of our students will be applying, providing an application, and then there will be an interview potentially as well as additional assessments. But it is open enrollment. So if you don't live in ALEAF ISD, you have the opportunity to attend. We don't provide transportation unless, of course, you are an ALEAF ISD resident. However, that is an option as well.
Perfect. What about extracurricular? So, of course, academics is always important, but we know that we need a healthy balance, right? So will there be fine? Is there a fine arts component? Is there an athletics component? What can you tell our audience today?
So our plan is that there will be fine arts. Our plan is that there will be athletics. We are across from the natatorium. So
a
potential would be a swimming program. But really, we want to make sure that it's whatever our students and our families want. So once we get our students, we'll, of course, be polling the families to see really what they're interested in.
Great. So, of course, community family input is what you're needed to make sure that this campus is successful and the students are able to thrive and really do everything that they need to do. So uniforms, of course, you know, when we're thinking about single gender schools or private schools, we know that there's a uniform. Is there going to be a uniform for TWILS?
Yes. Yes, there is. There is the everyday uniform, which is a green polo and navy blue bottom. And then on our leadership dress days, we have a blazer, we have a plaid skirt, and a tie along with our saddle shoes.
Okay. All right. So parents, if that's what you're thinking about, that's of course something they'll be able to really get here at TWILS. So again, we know this program will be open in fall 2026. You have a landing page on our website. We're just getting ready to put out a lot of collateral. If you could look at your camera, which should be over here, what would you tell America's watching you, Mrs. Albert? Can you tell them whatever you need to tell about TWILS?
TWILS is an amazing opportunity for this community, really for your daughters to grow, excel, and realize their true potential. And so I really would encourage people to join us in this journey as we realize this amazing thing for the community.
I think that's wonderful. Listen, if I had a daughter that was that age, I definitely would do that. So again, we thank you so much for coming to talk to us here at Impact Ed. I hope this is not the last time. We want you to come back. We'll actually have an audience in front of us today that hopefully can help when you want to start a podcast program on your campus. So again, we're so thankful. We wish you the most success, and we're always here to help. Everyone, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Impact Ed. We hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, on X, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Visit our website at www.aleafisd.net, and we'll talk to you again. See you soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.